Stigma on body types. That is what we are going to be talking about today, my friend. I'm your host, Jessica Huddle, and this is another Truth Talk. Let's go ahead and dive right into this topic. It is something that I don't want to say frustrates me, but let's be honest, we're a Truth Talk. It just gets to me. And I think it also aids in how we easily misplace our identity and worth because of the stories, the narratives that go around about body types, what's normal, what's acceptable, how do we accept our bodies, what is a normal body, how do we love the skin that we're in, all the things. And I am here to say, can we just get rid of the narratives in general about any type of body? I think we have all kinds of assumptions about the perfect body, the ideal body, what's a normal body. Let's just eradicate all of that because our bodies are good bodies. And I love Revelation Wellness that bad news gets stuck inside good bodies. My dear friend, Elisa Keaton, likes to always say, and that's true, that bad news gets stuck inside good bodies. If we take everything else out and look at the lens of which we view other bodies and ourselves, there's typically some bad news that got stuck in there. It's the way somebody said something to you. It's how you've been treated. And that just compounds over time. And then the lens that we view ourselves begins to get distorted. And now, you know, we're in a world and an age and a time where we want to normalize everything and we want to just accept everything. And I'm not here to normalize anything and I'm not here to tell you to accept anything. I'm here to say that we can honor our bodies and steward them well. That is what I'm here to tell you. But just to give you a little backstory about where this kind of topic came from was I was on a podcast and being interviewed and the interviewee said to me, well, I can't believe that you would have any kind of issues because, well, you're a more petite and looking beautiful girl. So why basically would you have any issues? And I'm 5'2", and I've kind of always been more petite. And for some reason, those comments just, I want to say trigger me, but they can be very misleading to people that aren't aware of them. And I mean, my family, you know, my cousin, we joke how she used to say that she just wanted to hold me down and shove a Snickers in my mouth. And there are things that we remember and the comments that we make as who I am at that moment was not good enough or too much. It doesn't matter what body type you have. It doesn't matter because in your body, there is news, there is good news, and there is bad news. And in that body of yours, you have been faced with pain. You have had miracles. You have had joy. And along the way, there have been comments made about your body that you didn't like, which has caused you to respond in such a way. I remember, you know, people saying, well, you just wait until you get older, then you'll have childbearing hips. We make these comments to each other, women, that can quite honestly traumatize us. We get afraid of getting older because, well, you just wait and you get, you know, saggy this and ugly that. And the narratives that we keep telling ourselves as women has to change. It has to change. And it was almost as though I didn't have a right to be upset because I was petite, or I didn't have a right to have identity issues or struggle with food and working out because I was petite. Now, this is not a new narrative to me. It's something I've heard. And, you know, how could you feel this way if you've always been this? I want to say to you that it doesn't matter, like I just said, who you are and what you've gone through or what your body is. Whether you've gone through orthorexia, bulimia, maybe you've been overweight or, you know, you have gained weight and people are starting to say things. No matter what it is, the enemy comes for us because guess what? We are God's children. If you have accepted Jesus as your Lord and Savior, if you have confessed with your mouth and believed in your heart, you have been given a whole new nature and a whole new identity. Salvation was not just a canceling of your debt. It was a complete transformation. I'm not here to look at another woman's body type because I have been working in the fitness industry for more than 10 years at the time of this recording. I mean, yes. Okay. Let me be clear before somebody messaged me and go, yeah, well, you have to train for your body type and eat for your body type and all these things. Okay. Yes. I can understand how we look at body types and we go, maybe this is this. What are you called to do? What is God calling you to do? What is best for your body? What feels good in the body that you're in right now? And how can we honor that? Because that is really where I want us to get to. We are each individuals with a body, but everybody needs to be doing something different. I often say that healthy will look different for everybody, but everybody needs to address their spirit, soul, and their body to be healthy, which is very true. It is hard to live a healthy life if we don't address our spirit, which is God's word, our soul, which is our mind, will, and our emotions, and our body, working out, what it needs, the food it needs. Therefore, our insecurities, when things aren't addressed as a whole, gets placed on others. And then these comments come. And, you know, we've heard phrases like, if somebody hurts you, it's more likely on them than on you. And that could be the truth, right? Most of the time. But then, I mean, of course, we always have our responsibility in the situation. Did I say something? Did I do something? That's not really what this is about. But it's just the reality that I want us to get rid of the stigma on body types. The idea that one body is better than the other, the narrative that social media and people feed you, to be aware of the narrative that people tell you. I'm never going to tell you that you have to do XYZ to get XYZ in the sense of being strict or losing freedom or anything like that. I'm going to help you as an individual address what you need, how you need to move, because I do not like running, okay? I was always more of a basketball, soccer girl, so more short sprints has always been kind of my thing. If you told me to go run, I would just pay you to run for me because there's no joy for me. And I don't want to say that my body is just not designed to run because we can all go move our bodies and go run and be obedient, right? If he's calling us to it. But I have not found joy in running personally. So I would never tell somebody to go run. If somebody has bad knees, I'm not going to go tell them to run because a lot of people will say that's one of the best things to start by losing weight is to just go out and run. If you have bad knees, it's not a good idea to run. And especially if there is weight that needs to be lost, it might not be a good idea to run right away. Everybody has a body that's different. And every body has good news in it and bad news that's been stuck, which then gets relayed and replayed into other bodies, which is why, what's this podcast for? To challenge the way you think, to change the way you live. We could start to find more freedom in our bodies when we got rid of the stigma of what we thought was right and true and what you should be doing. When I get those comments about, well, how could you ever wrestle? It makes me feel as though I have no right to have pain or to express my pain in a way because we all have outlets that we go to, and fitness and food were mine that I thought I could control. And so I went to the extreme. It was one area in my life at the time that was what it was. That's where I took my pain. I took it to the gym because I thought if I had a certain body, then I would be seen, then I would be loved, and then I would be noticed. The outward appearance of my body was a tool that I wanted to use to be seen. There are things that we run to, emotional eating, escaping, punishing our bodies, not moving our bodies, which we talked about in an episode previous. I don't know how to start with Tanner. If you haven't listened to that, lie, I would highly recommend it because she talks about physical laziness or spiritual laziness inside. It's a really good episode for you to go back and listen to as well. But addressing these things, it all comes down to identity and worth. Let's be careful that the words that we speak over other women are kind about their bodies, and making sure that we are not taking our pain and placing it on somebody else's body, that you give permission for that person to experience pain in a body that might look different than yours. You might not understand how somebody could do that to themselves, whatever that is. But you don't have to understand. We get to reconcile them to their father. We get to reconcile them to love and to their identity and to their worth and to who they are, no matter the size or the body type. How are we living out the gospel and walking out the gospel in our bodies, regardless of what they look like? Again, we are called to steward them. We are called to take care of them. Again, you might want to listen to the episode, The Lie with Tanner Hobbs, about spiritual laziness and physical laziness. But I just want to encourage you that everybody, I'm trying to say everybody and everybody, but everybody is going through something different in a different season than you are. We cannot compare bodies with other moms that have had kids, that haven't had kids, that have struggled to. Everybody's different. And we need to honor that body, speak life to that body, because our words carry power, and they carry authority, and it's backed up by God's power. And the power in the tongue breeds life, or it breeds death. When we excuse somebody or try to, I want to say dim, I guess the word is basically lower their pain, they might easily feel insignificant than what they already are. Let's be careful how we speak to other women about their bodies. Let's be careful how we speak about our bodies. Let's make sure that we're not taking our insecurities and our pain and putting it on other women's bodies, but that everybody has a place to feel, that everybody has a place to be seen, to be known, and to be loved. If you need a free resource to begin speaking life over your body, to begin speaking prayers over your body as you begin to renew your mind throughout the day, you will want to grab my body prayer printable. It has 25 prayers and scriptures. And I love about the prayers is that they're really life-giving. I created this body prayer printable because I needed it first. I still have the original 10 that I created, and then I revamped it into 25. But the 10 of just, or when I move my body, train my heart, of just these notes, like these key phrases to remember. And scripture is included with that as well. So you can print them up, have them with you, keep them by where you work out, keep them in your car, put them on a little binder, whatever it is, and take them with you. Keep them close. Begin speaking life over your body and the girl or the woman next to you, her body as well. So go ahead, head to the show notes and grab your free 25 prayer and scripture body prayer printable today. Until next time, I'll talk to you guys soon. P.S. One more thing. If you've ever felt like you weren't good enough, smart enough, pretty enough, thin enough, strong enough, worthy enough, or doing enough, then my best-selling book, Know Your Worth, is for you. If you knew what you were worth, would you settle for anything less? It's not uncommon to feel inadequate, whether it's issues surrounding your career, your body, relationships, or your finances. You will discover gems to apply in your own life as I take you through my own journey of how I was able to overcome the unthinkable by realizing my worth wasn't tied in the things or people, but to God. In this book, I really walk you through the how-to of stop settling for relationships that do nothing but cause you pain. Find the tools you need to be successful in life.
realize you are beautiful just the way you are, refuse to settle for anything less than what's God's best for your life, and recognize that no matter what your past looks like, it doesn't have to be your future.